Faith walked Logan to her truck and returned to the porch to watch her pull away. She sat in a rocker and sipped her coffee as the sun crested the trees. She sighed when Logan tossed her hand out the window in a wave. Faith had hoped that Logan would change her mind about moving in with her, but her resolve had remained firm. There was no doubt they loved one another, but Logan needed to stay close to her father. The thought pulled Faith's eyes to the church. The community couldn't locate a new preacher when her grandfather passed, so the church was closed. Faith had considered several uses for the building, but it remained uninhabited, with its doors and windows locked. Her grandfather wasn't a rich man by anyone's standards, but he left the house, church, and a few acres to Faith with a small insurance inheritance. With the money she'd saved from her teaching, Faith was comfortable, and the royalties from her books paid the utilities for the house. During his last days on Earth, her grandfather had spent hours talking to Faith. He shared with her how he had supported his family and the needy families in the community for the last 10 years. The memory of her grandfather brought tears to her eyes and reminded her how lonesome it was living alone. Logan took her time returning to their small town. The morning fog enveloped her in a thick blanket as she drove. She took a sip of coffee Faith had sent her off with and felt a smile form on her lips. It was getting hard leaving Faith behind, but her commitment to her dad and the business called to her. One day she would accept Faith's offer to join her, but now was not that time. She parked beside the garage bay and walked inside to greet her dad. "Good morning, Dad," she called out as she refilled her mug from the fresh pot of coffee.
"Morning, Logan,"
he called from inside the mechanic's bay. "What's on tap for this morning?" she asked. "Do you need coffee?"
"I could use a refill,"
Curtis replied, handing her an empty mug.
"I'm working on rebuilding this engine for Charlie's tractor. Ray's bringing in his old Chevy for an oil change and tune-up."
"That Chevy's older than me," Logan chuckled as she filled his mug.
"We kept it running for this long. There's no way Ray could afford to buy a new one." "I can handle that, if you want to stay on the rebuild. Does Ray still have a crib full of field corn?"
Curtis wiped the grease from his hands and picked up his mug.
"Probably so. Damn corn prices are at rock bottom. What are you thinking?"
"I'll do the maintenance on his truck for a few bags of cracked corn, if he can get it shelled. I'm sure Faith could use whatever he's willing to sell. Do you mind if I ask him about it when he comes in? I'll spring for the parts and oil if he agrees."
"He would be a fool to pass on that offer."
A bell rang in the garage to notify them a customer had arrived.
"I'll get it."
Logan placed her mug on the tool bench and walked back through the office to the gas pumps. A young woman was behind the wheel when Logan walked up.
"What can I get for you?"
"Filled up, please."
The woman handed Logan two $20 bills.
"Sure thing,"
Logan said, and took the money from the woman. She was able to squeeze $36 into the tank and walked inside for the change. The woman smiled as Logan handed her the ones.
"Keep it for a tip," the woman said with a wink. "Is there some place to eat?"
Logan nodded.
"Miss Rue's Cafe. Quarter of a mile on the right. She'll fill you right up."
Logan chuckled and walked away. She placed the bills back into the register and returned to the bay.
"Some stranger for a gas up," she told her dad. "I'm sure their money spends just as well."
"I'm taking Faith to town tomorrow for supplies. Is there anything we need?"
"We could use a couple cases of oil, some plugs and filters,"
Curtis answered.
"I'll give you the money when we close up tonight."
"I've got this, Dad," Logan answered.
"I made a run for Faith last night."
Curtis frowned.
"I know the money's good, but I worry about you getting caught."
"They haven't found anyone that can keep up with Lightning and me," Logan bragged.
"Don't get too cocky. That's usually what gets you caught.